How much green is too much green? This morning's commentary brought to you by Washington Federal. The Senate Republican leadership is eager to hold a vote on the Green New Deal. Weird, I know, because the Green New Deal is pretty radical. It would replace gas and oil with wind and solar. It would require the government to guarantee clean air, clean water, healthy food. And it would even guarantee that everyone has a job. But the Republicans are eager to put it up for a vote, thinking that many of the Democratic senators running for president will feel compelled to vote yes, thus outing themselves as socialists. That's politics. But you know what would also be fun? To go ahead and vote on the Green New Deal, but then also hold a vote on an equal but opposite resolution. Hold a vote on a resolution that says, the Senate hereby repudiates any Green New Deal and hereby resolves that no one is guaranteed clean air, clean water, healthy food unless they can afford it. No American is guaranteed a job unless they're born with brains, motivation, and a supportive family. The entire coastline and all national parks shall be open to drilling. Mileage standards for cars are hereby repealed. And finally, the rules of physics are hereby amended to outlaw any significant rise in temperature or sea level. Bada bing, bada boom. So we count the votes on that. And now I know a lot of you think that last part about changing the laws of physics is clearly ridiculous, but I think the Supreme Court might uphold it.